Drive or operator machinery. Use care until you become familiar with its effects.
Does a dildo skin marks. Account like count as machinery?
I guess so. Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Misty.
And this is going to be a Foul Monkeys Live, episode 128. It's great.
128.
It's great.
Okay.
So it's a Foul Monkeys Light. Herb is out of town still, and that's probably why you heard one of our very first episodes, the last show I updated. So he's out of town, and he should be back next week sometime. So I invited Misty over, and we just, like, watching this stupid shit.
The thing I'm is, like, we were watching it, though.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. it's, what was it again? Ghost Hunters Live. And yeah. They're at Waverly Hills in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a hospital that had a bunch of TB people in it or something, and they died. And now they're like, for 6 hours, they're going to sit there and look for ghosts. And they kept saying,
each other out.
Is that a light? Is that a light? And we're looking, we're like, I don't see no fucking light.
Mind you, we're looking at it through night vision.
Right.
And it was dark as hell, but they seen a light.
So I didn't see anything that they were talking about.
No. I did hear the coin, though.
Oh, I heard that.
Yeah.
I think somebody threw a coin.
I think so, too. But I was, when we rewound it back, I was watching the two guys to make sure one of them didn't throw
right.
a coin.
I was checking to make sure, like, nothing fell out of their pockets or something. Did you notice the one guy had the belt, like, wrapped around his belt and hanging on his side, like, 1998?
So he's got two decades calling and wanting his shit right. back.
Right. There was one guy on there. He was a guest. He was a guest on the show, or he's from ECW. Is that what it was called?
Yeah, Elijah something from ECW.
I don't know what ECW is.
I'm telling you, you have two computers in front of you and a phone with internet access.
Yeah, that's
I
bad.
Think it's like kind of like a wrestling fight thing.
ECW?
Yeah, I think it's something something wrestling.
Extreme Champion Wrestling.
There you go. I was almost right.
Wikipedia. Extreme Championship Wrestling was a professional wrestling promotion that was founded in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania in 1992 by Todd Gordon and closed when his successor, Paul Heyman, declared bankruptcy in April 2001. Right. So the guy that was on there hasn't had a job in forever. Is that what they're saying? Because he
declared bankruptcy? Oh, no, it's still on because, like, Sci-Fi plays it now.
Oh, Lord. That's crazy. Okay. Anyway, that's what that was about. I'm itchy. I have face makeup on still, like on my neck. Can you see it?
No.
I can feel it because it's made out of grease. So I need to, like, wash my face as soon as I can. So where you been, Misty? Miss Dizzle?
At home. Literally. Anybody out there need a virtual assistant?
Misty can work from her home.
I can't relocate, but I have internet access, a printer, and I'm really good on the computer.
Yeah, she needs to work from home. Or she doesn't need to, but she'll do whatever she can, right?
Yeah.
Ooh, except, don't play with the Velcro because they can hear that.
Sorry.
Bad girl. Spanked.
I will do everything, but I won't do that.
Oh, my God. No. Let me tell you. I got out of my car Saturday night after the party.
Were you drunk?
No.
You weren't? Oh, that's so sad.
Well, I wasn't drunk. I could drive, but, you know, I shouldn't have tested it because I didn't have, I mean, by the time I left, I was pretty much okay. But, you know, you're always in that part where, well, I'm okay to drive, but if they gave me a breathalyzer, then I could almost be at the limit, you know?
Yeah.
So it was kind of like that. So anyway, I get out of my car, and our next door neighbor, Matt, goes, oh, let me guess, you're Meatloaf. I was like, you call me fat. And that reminded me when you said, you know, when you sing. Oh, no. No way, because I would do anything for love, but I won't do
that.
What do
you think that
is? I think it's scat. And it rhymes. But I won't do scat. No, I won't do scat.
I've always wondered what it was. Meatloaf, if you're out there, let us know.
Let us know. Speaking of that, they're playing the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
I know. I want to go. Last time I went, it really sucked. You know why?
Why?
Well, the way there sucked.
Uh-huh.
Because last time I was living with Shannon, and we decided to hooker it up, you know, hookered up. I was going to go with her, but then another friend of ours came over to the house, and we were talking. And we were supposed to be waiting for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So Shannon went ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And we locked the door and stuff because we were waiting on the front porch for the person.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Shannon had my purse with her. With my keys and my cell phone. And there was we could not get back in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl left her cell phone in the house. And that's like how we realized, you know, we were in a situation.
Right.
Mind you, I am wearing a skirt that is slit all the way up to my hip.
Uh-huh.
And a very cleavage-revealing top.
Mm-hmm.
And 6-inch platform heels.
Hot.
And stockings. And the girl looked even more hookery than I did with the corset. And
was this in Cumbie?
No, this was downtown.
Ooh, hot.
This is the historic district.
Working the streets.
So we figure, you know, Polk Theater isn't that far away. And I was actually telling her, I was like, I ain't going that far.
Right.
You know, and so she's like, well, we have to do something because they're not even going to come back till later. I was like, yeah, good point. So we start walking and we walk like a block or so away.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this lady, she just got home. And mind how we're dressed. And we're like, can we use your phone? And she's like, no. I was like, you can bring it out here. And I was like, we're going to the Rocky Horror Picture Show. That's uh-huh. why we're dressed like this. And she's like, I'm sorry. I have my baby. And I was like, your baby has nothing to do with this. And she's
like, it's going to have something to do with it when I fucking kill it to get to your goddamn phone, bitch.
So I was like, okay, well, thank you. And we kept walking.
Mm-hmm.
And we walked like 6 blocks and
All right, now what part, where were you exactly? Was it like Dixieland or something? Or on the other side?
You know, like where Ariana's at?
Yeah.
We were like 2 blocks away from there.
Oh, so it's almost near, what's that, Peterson Street or and going towards town?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so actually, Belmar. We actually live on Belmar.
Oh, okay.
Which is really close to Ariana. So, mind you, where Polk Theater's at.
Downtown, Lakeland.
Yeah.
So, you know, we start walking. Lakeland's happening.
And it's like 6 blocks later, and like people are, like women are driving by us and like looking at us and shaking their heads. Because, you know, people don't know Rocky Horror Picture Show is going on.
Right.
And no guys like driving by honking their horns and stuff. And this one guy slowed down and stopped.
Did he offer you a ride?
I kept walking, but she stopped, and she's like, look, we're kind of stranded, and do you have a cell phone we can use? And he's like, how much?
Oh.
And she's like, oh, you know, and she's like, I'm not a hooker. And he's like, you should have, could have fooled me, and I was like, oh, my God. So I kept walking, and we walked like another block, and we cut down one of these side streets,
mm-hmm.
and there were these people sitting on their front porch. And you could, like, totally smell weed. And they were sitting on their front porch, and they were drinking and everything. And I started yelling at her.
Mm-hmm.
Because the reason why my purse was in the car was her fault.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why we were stranded was her fault, because it was her friend that we were waiting for,
mm-hmm.
who ended up not coming.
Bitch.
You know, so I blamed her, and I was getting pissed off because my fat ass was having to walk like 10 blocks, right. And we weren't even nowhere near there yet.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like yelling at her, and I was like, look at us, we're dressed like fucking hookers, and we're just walking along the street, you know, and I'm like screaming at her. And then all of a sudden, I hear like people laughing, and then I heard someone say, man, the bigger one's pissed. Oh. And I turned around and I was like, you got a problem? And they were like, no, man, no. And they were like, are you guys headed somewhere? And I was like, yeah, we're headed to the Polk Theater. My friend has my purse and everything in her car. And you can see us.
Right.
We got locked out of my house and everything. And then there was like four people, and the chick with them was like, oh yeah, that Rocky Horror Picture Show thing's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, that's where we're headed. And they were like, oh, well, we can give you a ride there. No problem. So at first I was like, maybe we shouldn't.
Right.
And
but then you were like, I'm sweating.
And they were like, yeah, it's no problem. And the chick's like, let me go get my shoes on and we'll go take you. So one of the guys gets up and starts walking towards us, and he's like, yeah, we'll go in that. And, you know, it's just like a truck or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, but I think you need this before we go. And he hands me a joint.
Awesome.
So I, like, took a couple hits of the joint and gave it back to him. And I was like, thanks, I needed that. So we all piled in the front of this truck. And the girl, like, the whole time we were in the truck, which it was only a few minutes, but the girl's like, I can't believe you were actually wearing those shoes. And, like, they were really nice.
Mm-hmm.
So we get there, right? People are just starting to go in.
Oh, that's good.
You know, so we got there just in time. But it felt like forever. You know, it felt like we were late and everything. So we walk up there, and I was so pissed.
I'm pissed!
And I see the friend that left, who was also my roommate.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, hey, where were you guys? I was like, walking here? And she's like, yeah, you were. And she's like, why didn't you call? I was like, I don't know. Why didn't I call? She's holding my purse, by the way. I was like, I don't know. Why didn't I call? Why didn't I call, Shannon? Why didn't I call?
What a biatch.
And she didn't even care. And that pissed me off even more.
Talk closer to the microphone.
Anyway, at the end of the night, I was pissed off.
But did you have
fun? It was a really bad story. Actually, yeah, because there was this really hot guy.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if you've ever been to the Rocky Horror Picture Show thing that they do.
I've been to one, not the one in Lakeland, though.
Right.
Like, where they do the
live people dressed up, and, like, during the dance scenes, they go up on the stage in front of the movie. Yeah, well, there was this really hot guy who was originally a friend of mine, and then my roommate, like, was like, oh, he's my friend, blah, blah, blah. Mm. You know the type. But
you fucked him?
Actually, no.
Oh.
I'm surprised she didn't, but...
Oh. You speak so highly of your friends. You sure you don't want to give a fake name on here?
No.
If you guys could see her face, it'd be awesome. No, fuck them.
So, and it was really cool because he came walking up the aisle, you know, because they were like getting people to dance and stuff. And she's sitting in the row in front of me. I'm like outcasted with the girl that I ended up walking there with. So we're sitting in the row behind her. And she's sitting in the row in front of us with all these hot people that she claims are her best friends. And he comes walking up the aisle and she's like, oh my God. Oh my God, look at this. He's going to come up here and he's going to pick me. Like, she's telling her friends that. And he walks up the aisle, walks right past her, and she stood up and was like leaning towards him.
Mm-hmm.
And he walked right past her. He's like, hey, Misty, I'm glad you came. And I was just like, sucker.
Biatch.
Yeah, because you know I'm a bitch like that.
Mm-hmm. We all know how bitchy you are.
I can be really bitchy.
Yeah, you can be.
I am not a flake, though.
No.
I just never call anybody.
So I invited Misty to come today because I'm, like, lonely because Herb's not here. So I need to occupy my time, but
occupied.
So I was recording with another podcast, and I was like, okay, it's 7:45, and Misty said 7-ish. And I was like, once you get past about 7:30, it's not 7-ish anymore. It's like 8-ish. That's how I don't know. So after I get done recording, I call Misty, and she's like, my car messed up.
Yeah, about that. So unless I'm like walking for exercise reasons, I don't like walking.
Right.
I don't even like going to the mall because it requires walking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't like walking that much either.
I'll be honest. Even if I wasn't fat, I wouldn't mm-hmm. like walking. It requires me to move and go somewhere. You know, that's why people that...
What?
I was just about to say, it's why I can understand the people who get, like, the little jazzies. You know, the little...
Oh, the little...
My mom has one.
Shut up.
No, she got it from one of the old people that she works with, because they got a new, like, fancy one.
Uh-huh.
And it's, like, barely used.
Awesome. I want one.
anyway.
I want one.
So, I did leave my house a little late. Mm-hmm. It was probably a quarter after 7, because I figured I'd get here by 7:30.
Right.
And my car stalled. And I was actually more than halfway here.
You should have just called me and then had your dad call.
I didn't have my cell phone. I don't know your number.
Well, how did you get your dad?
I memorized my dad's cell phone.
Because you had to call him on a payphone or something?
Actually, no payphone. I had to go inside and ask for a phone because no place has a fucking payphone anymore.
That is true. And if it's a payphone, it's like 75 cents to use it. What the fuck?
So my car stalled. And it was
poopy.
It was like I had to walk like 3 blocks to the convenience store.
Uh-huh.
And it sucked. I called my dad. He was upset because it was close to 7:30 and he goes to bed at 8.
Ooh.
And his daughter's car stalled on her. God forbid he has to pick her up.
Well, you just said, how did he get? Oh, you drove his car and then he drove your car home?
Yeah. And he came, and it started up for him, and I was like, yeah, well, it stalled on me and wouldn't start back up. Uh-huh. But the thing is it stalled in the driveway. So I was happy
home.
About that.
Right.
I was like, see, it did stall on me.
I'm not a liar.
It's pretty much the same distance, if you really think about it.
Yeah, it is.
You know, if the stall point was my destination, it is the same distance.
Right.
Yeah. So he said he would look at it. He said he would look at it tomorrow, but it's not going to be looked at until, like, Sunday.
Right.
And then I get home, and I'm, like, looking for my phone. Because, by the way, I do have a cell phone, but guess what? It wasn't with me. That's why I had to walk 2 blocks. It was more like 3 blocks. I think I said 3 blocks. I don't know.
You said 3.
It felt 4 times that length.
Which is 12 blocks.
Good math, Ricky. Good math. You get an A. Thanks. And so I'm looking for my phone, and I finally find my phone, and I turn it on. It wasn't even on.
Damn.
And I have like a voicemail and 2 text messages. Oh, and I didn't even tell you about the text message thing. So I decided I'd just sign online because it's quicker, and I go online, and the AIM like freezes up on me and signs me off.
I think because there's been an update. I think there's an update to it.
Probably. And then after that happens, I get a message from Ricky saying, hey, sign back on my phone. And so I go to sign back on, and he calls me, and that's when I get to tell him. But he was kind enough to come get me.
Aww.
And the thing I didn't tell you is apparently you sent a text message at 7:45.
Yeah.
Asking if I was coming to hang out.
Uh-huh.
I didn't get it until like 5 minutes before you showed up at my house, which is like an hour and a half later.
That's weird.
So maybe it's like my phone like service or something, because it is prepaid. But I never had trouble with it before.
Who's the prepaid company?
TracFone.
Oh, I don't know.
Get away, it's prepaid. Which, by the way, I have like 17 minutes left.
Oh.
But for text messages, that's cool, because you get 3 for like a minute.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know what I would do without my unlimited text messaging.
You don't know what you would do without your sidekick.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, so I don't know if anybody else agrees with this idea, because I know everybody out in the world, like 92.8% of the population, have cell phones. But as everybody knows, if you buy a phone with your plan, if you upgrade, you...
Let me upgrade you.
You have to pay for the phone entirely.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times you have to renew your contract. So...
Yeah,
if you've only been in a 2-year contract for a year, you now have 3 more years onto your contract.
Mm-hmm. Shall do.
So I think that what they should do is allow something like a used car thing. You know how when you take a used car in to buy a new car, you know, and they inspect it or just kind of look at it and they're like, "Yeah, we'll give you this for it."
Mm-hmm.
They should do that with phones.
They should do that with phones, because,
you know, they should look at the phone and they should estimate the condition, because they refurbish phones all the time.
Right, because that's what they send you when you have the insurance on your phone.
Yep.
And you go to, you know, when you have to pay to get another one.
Because they're still making out, because they're still going to sell the phone.
Right. Like, my whole thing is this phone was $300. It was like $199 after the rebate or whatever. But to get it replaced, it's $110.
See?
So,
and they should
crazy.
Get, like, you take it back, as long as everything works on it, there's not too many dings or dents or whatever in it. Like a
dings
car.
Dings or dents?
Do you, they should
do you
give
kick
you credit
it, too,
for
like
it.
They do the tires?
Yeah. Kick the tires and light the fires.
Oh. Like the farts.
Fires.
Oh, fires.
The fires. Speaking of fires, do you know anybody in California?
Yeah, Dustin's wife.
I know.
Oh. No, that's it.
I was just wondering.
Oh.
I have an uncle and a cousin, well, an aunt and an uncle and a cousin out there.
In San Diego or that area?
Yeah. My uncle got evacuated and some of the houses in his neighborhood burnt down, but he still has his.
Yeah, I was reading or watching the news or whatever that some of the insurance companies were sending out private firefighters, and they were putting, like, spraying fire retardant on top of the houses, and those houses were saved. But people next door to them didn't have that insurance. The insurance was AIG, I think. But the people that had, like, whatever house insurance, their house burned down.
Show me the bling house insurance. Cause see, my mom is like addicted to CNN and because of her addiction, I've now become addicted.
CNN can be fun. I mean, not fun, but it can be very captivating.
Yeah. Well, when something like the fires is going on, you know, like that, because they update as much as they can. But if it's like a regular news day after like 2 hours, it's like, fuck this shit. It's the same shit again.
Right. My thing is, fires burning $10 million homes down, and you know, people are homeless. Update news. Britney Spears showed her cooch again. You know, like, okay, why is that?
Oh, and I don't know if you ever heard about this guy. I think it was 2 years ago when he actually went to jail. It might have been a little longer. I think it was 2004 or something. Mm-hmm. Basically, he was being sent to jail. He was 17 at the time.
The Georgia guy? Oral sex?
Yes.
Yeah.
He got out
finally
after being in jail for like 3 years.
He should sue them.
I mean, they were going to make him serve a 10-year sentence, first of all. And he was going to be registered as a sex offender for the rest of his life, because he was 17 and a girl who was 15 gave him consensual oral sex. And it turns out that she was white, and the one who made the big stink was her stepfather.
Oh.
Yeah. So he served 3 years in prison, and is finally out because people were like, well, you know. And the law got changed after he went to prison, and they were still wanting him to serve time. First of all, he was 17, she was 15, and the girl herself even said it was consensual, that she said yes and did it.
I wanted him to fuck my mouth.
I know, right?
I wanted to feel his fuzzy peaches on my chin.
Just like, some of the laws are just like so insane. It's not, because it's not like he was 21 when right. she was 15. He was 17. He was still, by all laws, underage. Mm-hmm. But because of some technical law.
What was the law?
I don't know. I haven't looked it up.
Oh.
But that's what they were talking about. It's just something about, it was actually just something with basically sex with, if you're underage.
Oh, like any well, type of sex. Maybe they
it's
should.
It's been changed since then.
Mm-hmm. My thing is how are you going to make law about natural processes? I mean,
I don't know.
When you're that age, you fuck. I mean, it happens, yeah. You know? Hopefully you have parents that have taught you, or at least try to teach you what you need to do to protect yourself. But, you know, if you're 16, 17 years old, abstinence does not work. No. To some ugly bitch, it does. I'm abstinent. No, you're abstinent because you're ugly. You're not ugly, you're fugly.
That's funny.
But fugly. But, it's true. I know that. Because I'm ugly. And I'm still waiting.
You are not ugly. You're manic.
Yeah,
ugly.
I know. What's happening?
Wow.
Let's see. What else? We got anything else to talk about?
I don't know. We're just kind of...
We're at 26 minutes.
Really?
Can you believe that?
I'm sorry. I did a lot of talking.
That's all right. You can talk a lot because I'm kind of poopy.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
You want to take a laxative for that.
I haven't really eaten anything to take a laxative with. If I took a laxative, I'd probably shit out my intestines.
Which you would probably kind will of be... after that Taco Bell anyway. It took like forever at the Taco Bell drive-thru. We were sitting there and the guy's like, just a moment and I'll take your order. And it, honestly, it felt like it was 10 minutes.
I think it was 10 minutes. And then I was like, he talked and I was like, going through the line, I was like, that's totally a black guy. And I get up the window, I was like, oh my God, he's so white.
What was really funny is nothing was said, not a peep. We couldn't hear anything right. on the thing. And Ricky was like, is this guy ever going to take our order? And I said, kind of loudly, I was like, yo, quiero Taco Bell? And then like 2 seconds later, okay, you can go ahead with your order. Right. And it's like, what?
And then what he said, I have two orders. And he goes, okay, tell me what your two orders are. I'm like, oh, was I going to sign it to you?
Oh, that was funny.
They should totally have touch screen at the drive-thru so you can do it yourself. Yeah. Because then if you fuck up, it's your fault.
Exactly.
That would be awesome.
You need to market that.
If anybody has that right, well, in the future, when this comes out tomorrow on the website, that is my idea, goddammit. Nobody ever steal that shit.
We'll come after you.
McDonald's starts it tomorrow.
And by the way, it's so like still Lakeland, but I don't get out at all. And that fucking McDonald's has not only been torn down, but they're like almost already, done.
I know. I went by it one day. I was like, oh, you know, maybe I'll get, you know, I was like on the way to the north side. And I was like, oh, maybe I'll get something when I go. And then I came back the same day and it was gone. I was like, oh. Okay. It smells like piss in there all the time anyway. They need to rebuild that shit.
Oh, it smells like piss. Let's just knock it down and right. rebuild it.
On top of piss.
What was it? There was something else that was like that too. Oh, they
CC's always smells like piss.
Well, no, I'm not talking about smelling like piss.
Oh.
You know, if we want to go there, the buses smell like piss.
I've never rode a Lakeland bus before, so I don't know.
I was on a Lakeland bus once.
Yeah.
And it would be the last time. And the only reason it would be the last time is not only did it smell like pee, but some guy got sick and started puking up all over the back of the bus.
I went on a bus in Los Angeles, and there was a guy in there, like, beating his chest. Looked like he was trying to keep his heart alive. And there was a lady on there that had no lips, and she was asking for money. She had no lips. I mean, it looked like she was like this. This is what it looked like.
Gross.
And to describe that, it's like drying your lips and then tucking them all the way up to your the top of your gums. And then all you can see is teeth. And she's like, my family, they were burned. I can't find them. Help me find them. And I was like, I'm Sleep at home.
I'm still thinking about the guy hitting his chest. Cause
that was fucking thing, scary.
The thing that comes to my mind is he's like having a heart attack or something.
Right, and nobody's helping him.
No, he's like going, till I do more blocks in the hospital. Come on, keep going. Till I do more blocks.
I was
he didn't
not...
have a phone to call 911.
Well, this was like 19... Let's see, 95. Like 1998. I think that was like before a lot of people had cell phones. Oh my God, that was 10 fucking years ago almost.
I'm old. That was the year I graduated.
Oh, I graduated in 95. My thing is, when did you graduate? 2006.
Oh, right.
Okay. Get the fuck away from me.
When were you born? Somebody who was born in 1990 is going to be 18 next year.
That's crazy. I was born in 77.
79.
Isn't that weird to know that? I don't
Somebody
know. It's just weird.
Somebody who was born in 1990 can buy cigarettes next year.
That's crazy. That's so crazy. 1990. I was what? 13?
I don't know, were you?
77.
I was 11.
87, 8, 9. Yeah, 13.
Depending on what part of the year I was 11. Because I was born like exactly in the middle of the year.
June.
July 1st. Well, it wasn't exactly okay if you want to get technical. But it's in the middle of the year.
I was thinking like June 15th. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm going to have to look it up now.
Yep. Let's look it up. Exact day. Middle day of the year. Let's see.
Excuse me.
Hot. I can taste it over here.
I hope it tastes like Taco Bell, because if it don't, we have a problem.
Ooh, it tastes. It smells like Alpo.
That's probably what they put in them.
I can't find anything for the exact. I put exact middle day year.
Put in.
Well, 365 divided by 2 because it'd be half, right?
Yeah. It'd be 182 and a half.
So it'd be like, it would be like, all right, if it's 182 and a half, so that would be like, one day from 6 o'clock in the morning until 6 o'clock at night would be one half, and then 6 o'clock in the morning, or no, 12.
Unless it's a leap year.
I don't know. That's weird.
Then it's 366.
Which is next year. Next year's leap year. Woo!
My like birthday's people, in the middle of the fucking week, man.
I like those people that were born on the leap year day, and they're like, "I'm 5." Oh, wait, but you're 70. You know?
I knew somebody like that.
No, I'm 5.
They didn't say that. They just got teased about it.
But just think, that's cool. You can pick your birthday. I want my birthday to be March this year.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome. I want one of those birthdays. Damn it. No, not really. I don't. I think I had
like
just
July
missed
1st.
It.
I like July 1st because when I was little, I was told that the fireworks were over me.
Well,
and then I grew up and found out the truth.
America,
actually, you know what?
Free.
Birthday would really totally suck ass.
Christmas.
Yeah.
My sister has January 1st birthday.
Really?
Yeah. Sucks for her.
Jen Hankey. You remember her?
No.
You didn't remember her? She had a sister that worked there too. GC Services.
Uh huh. I don't remember. I don't know.
She had like tattoos right here. It was a long time ago. It was like when I first started.
Her birthday
started.
Was December. Her.
December 25th, and she had a twin.
Oh.
That's like,
that
she
sucks.
Told me, we were talking once about birthdays and stuff. I was like, what about you? And she's like, December 25th. I was like, damn, and you're like double fucked. And she's like, what are you talking about? I was like, you got a twin sister too.
And she has to share it with Jesus.
She said, yeah, I guess it does suck.
Yeah, my sister is January 1st, and she gets the Christmas/birthday gift.
Oh, that sucks.
And then my brother, my sister, and myself were born in March. And then my parents' birthdays are like in April. Like they were born in the first, they were born in the first month or first week of April, but different years. So they were, I know it was weird. Both of them were born on Easter. I don't know how that happened. Everyone in my family was born on the holiday but me.
Oh, you just had to be different from the start.
I'm gay and my birthday's not on holiday. My one sister's January 1st. My other sister's March 17th. Both my parents are on Easter. And then my brother was born on Good Friday, which that's kind of not a holiday, but it is. And I was born on the day cannonballs were invented. And the Boston Massacre. And the Boston, no.
I don't Boston even know Tea Party. Other than, I know Princess Di was born on July 1st. Oh, you should Wikipedia the birthdays.
On?
July 1st.
Oh, Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Wikipedia.
I heart Wikipedia.
It's cool, but sometimes I'm like, I got pissed off because in the town that I've lived in Virginia, I put in there myself that it's the home of the famous podcast star Richard Burton from FatMonkeys.com. And they deleted me.
They deleted what?
My entry.
Oh, I should check on the one I did. I put my dad on the events for his day, on his birthday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Birthday, what?
I'm putting in July 1st. July 1st. You don't have to put birthday.
Oh. Holy shit. Births? Like, how far back?
Preferably this century. How about we start with like 1960?
Okay. Princess Diana, 1961.
Oh, Missy Elliott.
Let's see who else.
Missy Elliott, American singer.
Liv Tyler.
Ooh. Nobody was born in 79. That's famous.
Oh, I guess no one's been born after 1989. That's famous.
I guess so. Ooh, who died?
Damn, they go back all the way to 251. All right, let's look in. Oh, Luther Vandross. Marlon Brando.
Walter Matthau.
Oh, I remember him. Dennis the Menace, right? Wasn't he on that?
I think so, yeah. Go down.
Oh, Margot Hemingway.
Okay, go down. Holidays. Ooh, it's Canada Day. Wait, go back up. Apparently, July 1st in Hong Kong is Special Administrative Region Establishment Day.
Not for sure. Retarded Day?
Okay, go to,
Let me do my birthday March 1st. I don't care about my sisters and brothers. This is a totally, like, snooze fest podcast, I think. Births. All right, let's start in the 1960s. Not looking too good. Still not looking too good.
Ooh, George.
Mark Paul Gosselaar.
No, George Eads.
Who's that?
He's one of the guys on CSI.
Oh.
He's the really hot white guy.
Mark Paul from Saved by the Bell.
Oh, yay. Oh, look. Two people were born on your... Two people,
Esther,
I don't know.
Esther Canidas and Jensen... No. Renz Bloom. Will Power was born in 1981.
So nobody had willpower prior to March 1st, 1981.
Not very many famous people. Deaths.
You're like deaths.
Nobody died on my birthday.
Actually, a lot of people did. You just don't know any of the names.
Right.
Okay, you should go to June 18th. I want to see if the thing is in there still.
Oh, just the June 18th?
Yeah, I put my dad's name in there. births 1945. Yep, they took them out.
Yeah, they're bitches. I didn't see what events happen on March 1st.
And the thing is nothing's wrong with it. All I did was put John Foster and I put Carpenter.
Right. Let's see. When did the Boston Tea Party happen? Like in the 1800s, right?
No.
Rio de Janeiro was founded in 1565. Napoleon returned to France. President John Taylor signs a bill authorizing the United States to annex the Republic of Texas. Bitches.
Pi Kappa Alpha fraternity was founded at the University of Virginia.
Puke. Charles Lindbergh's son was kidnapped on my birthday.
Hoover Dam was completed.
Awesome.
The Bank of England was nationalized. That sounds so naughty. It was
nationalized. The Watergate scandal.
Ooh. Color television transmissions began in Australia.
That's weird. Oh, Terry Nichols, the guy that blew up the Oklahoma building. English language Wikipedia reaches its 1 millionth article. That's funny because we're on Wikipedia.
Ooh.
All right. Well, this show is going a little long, so it's a little longer than a light. But
well, you can edit all the Wikipedia crap out if you want.
Yeah, that's kind of boring. No, we'll keep it in. So remind everyone to go to the website at www.foulmonkeys.com.
And, of course, MySpace.
Yes, MySpace, which I haven't.
I didn't think so.
Yeah, I don't do the MySpace. I mean, I check messages, but I don't design. Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Contact any of us on AIM. Go to the website, check out our names.
Yeah, and you know, I like special requests to be put on there, and I'm like never on. But I'm like never on.
Yeah.
But if anybody feels compelled to message me, please message me. you can just like go on Foul Monkeys MySpace and
you're on the front page. It says Misty, right?
Yep.
Give us a call at 206-984-FOUL. I'll send us stuff to our post office box. And if you're going to send us something, make sure you email us to let us know because I don't want to go. Yeah, I don't want to go all the way down there to get nothing. The one off of downtown.
Okay.
Off what street is that? The big one. Missouri Avenue. It's off Missouri. Actually, I might stop by there on the way taking you home. It's post office or. Send it to Ricky Burton, Post Office Box 725, Lakeland, Florida 33802. And it's like
what
crazy.
What size box did you get?
I got a small box. But if I continue to get bigger packages, I have to get a bigger box.
Really?
That's what it says.
Whatever. That's what the big mailbox is where they can put the key in
Thank
your mailbox.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hello. Why would they set that system up?
Right. Let's see. Anything else? No. All right. I want to thank everybody for listening. Give us feedback. Go to iTunes. Leave us a review. We have 41 reviews. Isn't that 41 reviews.
Cool.
Isn't that crazy? So I think that's about it. Herb never listens to this, but I'll tell him anyway. I love you, Herb. I miss you. And I can't wait till
you're
home.
I read a would you rather. I'm sorry.
Let's read this one then. Because this is what she read. Would you rather be able to use only one piece of tissue napkin your whole life? No. Or imbibe? Is that right? Mm-hmm. Imbibe all liquids through a fallopian tube. What's imbibe mean? Sucking? Take all liquids in?
Pretty sure, yeah. You can look it up. You have a computer in front of you. Pretty sure it means like ingest through a fallopian tube.
I don't think I could go my whole life. It says formal, often humorous, to drink alcohol. So to drink alcohol through fallopian tubes. I'd rather do that than only use one tissue or napkin my whole life because I think that's fucking gross. So the napkin I'm going to blow my nose with is also the same one that I wiped my ass with. No, ma'am.
It doesn't say anything about paper towels.
Oh, okay. Then I'll use paper towels. Never mind.
If you want to get technical, it says tissue or napkin.
All right. So what would you do?
Well, if paper towels are not part of the equation, I would do the first because, you know, then I could use paper towels.
That's true. Well, if I could use paper towels, I'd do that. But if I couldn't use paper towels, then fallopian tube. Whatever, just pretend it's a straw.
I'd make them remove mine.
Oh, and use your own?
Yeah.
But then that's like eating your own boogers or something.
I'm not eating it.
Well,
I'm using it as a straw.
Okay. All right, people, we're out of here. This is Ricky.
This is Misty.
This is episode 128. We're great.
Woo-hoo!
Bye.